Welcome to the HR Like a Boss podcast. Join John Bernatovich as he embarks on a journey to get to know amazingly awesome HR and business professionals to understand what it takes to do HR like a boss. Each week, John chats with professionals with a wealth of knowledge and practical experience to help you tackle HR's biggest challenges. If you enjoy the show, don't forget to subscribe, hit the 5-star rating, and share it with your HR friends. John is a father, husband, competitive golfer, author of HR Like a Boss, and founder of Willery, a professional services firm dedicated to HR and payroll technology and people. He is devoted to transforming the workplace by empowering the HR and payroll communities to navigate their ever-evolving business landscape with ownership and passion. You're listening to the HR Like a Boss podcast, hosted by John Bernatovich.
Welcome again to another episode of the HR Like a Boss podcast. I'm your host, John Bernatovich. Can't tell you how excited I am to have Brad Harshaw on the show today. Brad, I met through Willery's geographic expansion down into Columbus, and we connected through Heraco, which I know he's super passionate about and is one of the most well-connected HR leaders in the Columbus area. So if you're living in Columbus right now and you don't know Brad, make sure to find him on LinkedIn. That being said, Brad, welcome to the HR Like a Boss podcast.
Great. Thank you, John. I'm excited to be here, and thank you for letting me be here. Now, I'm Brad Harshaw. I'm actually current position as a human resource business partner for iSalt. I'm excited to talk about my journey in HR with you today.
Awesome, Brad. So yeah, I know you ended up at iSolved. I know there's a story to that. Most people maybe that are listening that know you well, you work for another organization for a number of years. Do you mind telling a little bit about how you ended up being employed by the great company iSolved?
Actually, I started and founded a human resource outsourcing firm in 2005. And iSolved was we were a network partner for iSolved. And over the years, we covered pretty much the Ohio and Central Ohio, particularly in the small to mid-market range. And we had the opportunity back in April of this year to be acquired by iSalt at that particular time, but ended up being in a unique situation, an opportunity that I started working in their HR services division in June 12th, to be exact, of this year.
Cool. Awesome. Well, congrats on that transition. And I'm so glad that all worked out. I'm sure being a partner of iSolved and them ultimately purchasing you, that speaks to how well you were running your business and how well aligned you were to their values, which I know is really important in this whole thing called life and business, and especially in human resources, which leads me to my first question. After we get all of our guests, we try to keep it simple on the show as much as we can. Brad, tell me, how would you describe the purpose of human resources?
So purpose of human resources is you have to be a business-like person, a business-like minded person, because HR really is the business of people. We deal with acquiring talent, developing talent, retaining that talent. It's become a very complex, but it's also become more and more strategic.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to have that strategy mindset, Brad, to ensure that you're looking at your job not just as a job, but as your own owner of that business. I know we talk about that, wrote about it in the book. It's kind of taking that sense of responsibility and ownership, and ultimately, you likely will love what you do more than feeling like you're just there to clock in and cash in that paycheck every single week. So I think that kind of strategy, that mindset, that ownership, and looking at yourself as a business person first, that just so happens to practice in the field of HR. Now, I know go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're business professionals that just happen to specialize in human resources. So that's how I've taken that approach pretty much my entire career.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. And I think one of the things that I know you want to talk about that you're really passionate about is this idea of immersing yourself into the human resource profession. I know you're intimately involved in leadership capacity at Heraco, which is the local SHRM Jumbo Chapter in Columbus. And I also know that getting your certification and managing your career in an effective way from an HR perspective is something that's super important to you. So, Brad, tell me, how would you suggest people do that are maybe listening that say, I don't have time to get my SHRM certification. I don't know how to manage my career in human resources.
So it's been an interesting journey, and it's been an exciting journey, really, because I actually was certified. I got my first PHR certification back in 1995. And then just over the years of developing and that kind of stuff, continued that along with my adjunct faculty process that I was at Columbus State. I also sat in 2005, 2006 for the SPHR certification. That's when SHRM and HRCI were partners on a lot of different things. And I failed it. I was the first one to fail it. So one of those things that, you as an adult learner, as someone who thrives on education and learning every day, it was initially, it's like, wow, wait a minute. But then you kind of think about that actual certification in human resources. It really is the pinnacle of HR and the knowledge and your practical experience that we've been dealing with on a day in, day out basis. So I had the opportunity, and then, I opened up my own practice as an HRO back in 05, and, life got in the way, and I actually lost my PHR certification because I didn't continue the CEs. That's life. Life happens. Can it be discouraging? Absolutely. What I always tell HR professionals or people who are striving to be HR professionals, even students that we have interaction with, down here, particularly at The Ohio State University, is one of the things that was instilled in me when I was a kid by my grandmother. She had a very limited education. She only had up to an eighth grade education, as she goes, Bradley. And she's one of the few that actually could call me Bradley. She goes, Bradley, she goes, they can take your house, your kids, your car, and all your money away from you, but education is something they can never take away from you. So it's been a goal and a dream of mine, a career goal, not just, the job title goal or requirement or preference, even though a lot of businesses do and companies do look at an HR professional that you do have that certification. If I had that opportunity come present itself this summer for me to sit for the term third senior certified professional, which actually I take in December, the actual exam. And I've had many friends, colleagues saying, Brad, you've got 30 years of HR. Why now? It's a career goal. It's a lot of goals that a lot of us have. And it really does put that stamp on you that you really do know. We are very much, we know our stuff. We know what it is and how it can be done. It can open up doors, but it's also was one of those goals that actually did. You also have to understand that you're going to be an adult learner. We as an adult learner, we learn differently. We have multiple distractions. My best word of advice would be do something little every day. And that's important even as an HR professional. You've got to take some time for yourself every day as well. And this has been really kind of good for it. So we are very generous that we actually, our program that we offer through Heraco itself is we actually have an 8-week review course. And we meet Monday nights from 6 to 10 o'clock. We had 35 hours of face-to-face time with high-quality instructors and HR professionals here in Central Ohio.
Yeah, I love the plug. I think it's great to create that community around yourself of, as you called it, adult learners. And everybody has to have their own reason why. And I think I appreciate the intimacy of you sharing that story, not only about your grandmother calling you Bradley, and I promise I won't call you Bradley. At the same time, I think it's really cool that you were so authentic about passing failing the exam, and then ultimately losing your certification. You start a business, life happens. Now things are a little different for you, and you're re-immersing yourself into that because you know how important it is. So Brad, that's awesome. Wish you nothing but the best of success in that. And I'm sure you will get that certification one way or the other. And I certainly appreciate that insight and authentic story that you just shared. All right. Speaking of things that we're going to share, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back in a minute. And thanks to our sponsor, who will share a few words about their amazingly awesome services.
Today's episode is brought to you by Willery, your trusted partner in solving HR and payroll challenges. Are you struggling to fill HR and payroll, those talent gaps in your organization? Worried about getting a return on your investment in HR and payroll technology? With Willery by your side, you'll solve these problems. At Willery, your challenges are their priorities. They're passionate about empowering people by ensuring the right people and the right technology are in place for HR and payroll. There's no workforce problem too small or too big for Willery. Their team can help you bridge those staffing talent gaps and ensure you see a substantial ROI on your HR and payroll investments. Don't let HR and payroll issues hold you back. Visit Willery.com today and empower your workforce. That's Willery, your HR and payroll problem solvers.
All right, we're back. Thank you so much. We're going to get back to Brad Harshaw, and we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of networking and the impact it can have on your career and why we should be seeking out people that are not like us, that do not think like us. So Brad, I know one of the coolest parts about being immersed into a SHRM chapter is the fact that you get to meet some really great people, those that are passionate for the same profession at times, but they come from a different place in their life, whether it be community or education or work experience. So tell me why networking is so important and this idea of gravitating to people that are not like yourself.
So you think about our profession, human resources. We are a resource. We want to become a resource. We need to seek those resources sometimes, because no matter how good as we are as HR professionals, we don't know it all. We don't. There's just not so much that happens within that. So when I actually started my career, I got involved. And one of the best things as an HR professional is get involved in your local SHRM chapter. We're very fortunate to have a very good and strong chapter here in Columbus, the Human Resource Association of Central Ohio. And it's my evolution of my time with them, which I've been a member on and off 20 plus years, is you get people, it can be very intimidating for some people to walk into a room and go, oh my gosh, there's a lot of people. A lot of it has got to do with just go up and say, hi, my name is Brad. I work for, this is what it is, what do you do? And then listen, and listen to what you can do. A lot of times what's the background you may benefit them. And then you get connected to them, because when there is a situation that comes up maybe within the workplace or something of that nature, that you could actually go, hey, you know, I don't know much about this, but I do know a little enough about it. But I know John knows a lot about it. Pick up the phone and call him. Hey, John, got a minute? I got to run something by you. Or, no, you know what, Brad, I don't have that, but here's a great contact in order to do that. It's LinkedIn on steroids in a local way. And it's also community-oriented. We do so much within the community and yourself, even as an HR professional. Get involved in the community. Network. Go to those Chamber of Commerce meetings. Go and ask them. If there's businesses that are thriving and you have the opportunity, call them up and say, hey, can I buy you a cup of coffee and sit down and learn about what they're doing and how they're doing it? Because that's going to make you also as a better professional and better person too.
Yeah, the community part of it is really incredible. One of the things I've realized is that, and that's one of the inspirations of writing the book, having talked to and met so many people at SHRM events, that the job is hard. Oftentimes you feel isolated. You can't necessarily share all the intimate work stories with colleagues of yours because you're dealing with sensitive information. And sometimes it's just really nice to have the classic phone a friend that we all maybe remember from the game show days, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Just there's so many friends you can make connections with in your local SHRM chapters. And quite frankly, that's how this podcast episode came to be. Brad and I met each other at a Heraco event that turned into Brad supporting the Disrupt HR Columbus community, and then him expressing interest in learning more about HR Like a Boss. And next thing we know, here we are on the show. So the power of that network, and I'm glad to call Brad a friend. And I don't use that word loosely. I know if I called Brad and I was in a pinch and I'm in Columbus and I got a hold of him, he'd be there to help me out. So it's really amazing the community you can develop within this great profession of human resources. And Brad and my story, as corny as it may sound, is just really from Brad saying, "Hello, my name's Brad. Nice to meet you. What brings you down to Heraco?" And I remember that vividly years and years and years ago. So, all right, Brad. Well, enough of the pontification and the love fest about our relationship. People want to hear about your wisdom on what it takes to do HR Like a Boss. So if you had to describe someone that does HR Like a Boss, what words would you use?
Humble, grateful. It's interesting with Thanksgiving on Thursday is when you look at HR Like a Boss, who's a leader, someone who's listening, but they're also grateful for what they have, for what they're doing. And one of the most important things that we have to be as HR professionals and be that HR like a boss is learn and adapt and listen. And that's the only way we could. A lot of times we mentioned a few minutes ago about be that unlike-minded people. There are going to be disagreements. There's going to be different opinions. There's going to be different strategies. But that HR like a boss, they own it. They also find out and be curious and go, you know what? I need to know more about where John's coming from, or I need to know where Sue's coming from. I want to sit down and talk with them. And that's an HR, that's a boss. That's somebody who's not directing and, you know, divvying out with their authoritative approach. They're actually sitting down, you know what? I'm going to be the boss. I'm going to sit down and actually learn and why.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Brad, I really appreciate having you on the show. I'm going to just share a few quick reminders for those. I know one of the cool things, we get really great feedback on the podcast, and for some reason they like these recaps, and I'm going to do it the best I can. I'm going to paraphrase what I heard from Brad. First and foremost, I love that idea that we're in the business of people, and it's so important. I heard someone recently tell me about, it's not necessarily dealing with employee issues, but it's dealing with issues that involve people. And part of being in the business of people is there's so many great opportunities to make a difference in people's lives. One of the ways that you recommend, Brad, and I know is really important to you and something you're in the season of, is getting that certification. I know it's actually an automatic way to get a pay increase on average if you get that certification. And I know you're in somewhat elite category because it's around 10 to 12% of HR peers that actually have that certification. So you'll stand out on your resume. And it'll also force you, quite frankly, to be more involved in your SHRM chapter because you want to keep that continued education going. I know Brad can, I certainly empathize with him losing his certification. My guess is if he had to do it all over again, he may or may not do that because it's now difficult to get it recertified again. And it really, frankly, I think SHRM does a great job in essence. I don't want to call forcing it, but I think I just did. And forcing you to stay within that community and continuing to learn. And last but not least, your words to describe someone that does HR like a boss, being humble, grateful, adaptable, and a great listener. Brad, you did an incredible job. Thank you so much for being on the HR Like a Boss podcast. I always enjoy our time together.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for checking out the HR Like a Boss podcast. If you've enjoyed today's conversation, you're in for a treat with the book, HR Like a Boss. It's filled with more stories and valuable insights that can truly impact your HR career. The journey doesn't end here. Visit www.hrlikeaboss.com to join the largest community of amazingly awesome human resources professionals who are committed to doing HR like a boss. Stay connected with us on social media, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button, rate, and review. Your feedback helps us deliver content that matters to you. Reach out to join directly at john@willery.com. Until next time, let's continue to aspire to do amazingly awesome HR.